Procrastination to Progress: How to Combat Inertia. Are you a person who sees something that needs to be done and does it? Are you often frustrated with the lack of urgency from your team? Then today's mentoring session is for you. Pull up a seat, grab your Bible, a notebook, and pour a cup of tea. I will share three ways I jump over the hurdles of procrastination, contentment, and poor leadership while staying in my lane using scripture, prayer, and love. I am Tori, your life coach and host. This is Our Given Purpose, a podcast. I have a confession. This mentoring session results from me swerving into another lane, which, number one, created more work for me. Number two, took away valuable time from current projects. Number three, I became bitter, y'all. And number four, I questioned the budding friendship with a colleague. Now, I have made the appropriate apologies and asked for forgiveness from God. You see, the ecosystem of your work environment, whether it is family, business, or volunteer, all comes together to establish your identity as a person of God. People will evaluate your ability to play the game. Wasn't expecting that, were you? But we are strategists of survival, and what we need to do to stay happy, unbothered, and have a sense of security, we will protect. If anyone threatens to rearrange the order, we will fight back. Procrastination, where does it start? By asking ourselves what responsibility we want to avoid. I recently had an inspiring meeting with a client and will use other data to protect the innocent. He indicated that he wanted to grow his company and have more impact in his community. After gathering all the details about his staff and space, I asked him what was missing. We made a few low-cost purchases of benches, picnic tables, and chairs from local thrift stores. Donations completed an outdoor seating area that would encourage small gatherings. What was missing was an informal, socially distant way to have conversations. Instead of making excuses because of our current climate, he embraced the changes, and his staff is more relaxed, enthusiastic, and the ideas are free-flowing with projects outlined for 2022 and beyond. Such an incredible success story. Would you like to replicate this success in your business, church, or family? Motivate your circle to serve more effectively. If at first you don't succeed, try again. There is an art to motivating complacent people. Thank them with encouraging words and remind them of the bigger picture. Some will need to get out of their own way, while others, from under the thumb of the way we've always done it campaigns. Productive work begins with discussing projects and getting to know each of your team's strengths and weaknesses. That could significantly enhance the energy your group or family puts into projects. Now, here's the tricky part. Some people don't know what their gifts are. To solve that problem, hundreds of personality tests will give a free overview. Two of the most comprehensive are the Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram. I also recommend taking a love language test and a sleep chronotype, especially in family environments such as church teams and those under your roof. To improve the quality of communication, steps to create an ecosystem of honest dialogue will be beneficial. If you know who you are and how you best operate, while everyone in your orbit understands the same, wow, what a testimony to standing in agreement and doing the work of God's kingdom. Set aside a day and plan a mini retreat for your family, colleagues, or church group. And if you're not able to meet in public because of COVID restrictions, take it online. You can achieve the same results via Facebook Rooms, Microsoft Teams, or Zoom. You may have noticed that I tackled all the main components of our mentoring session by sharing a success story. Did you catch it? Did you miss it? I gave an example of how to stop procrastinating by identifying the problem. My client was passionate about his work and desperately wanted to make a change. However, adequate support was his fear. Although he had everything he needed, his blind spots blocked the solution. Of course, there were content people in his inner circle echoing his lackadaisical approach to business. They wanted to keep their jobs and their place at the table. But you see, as an independent contractor, I could give the tough answers and push him towards change. You may need to look to an outsider to get the ball rolling if your team has maintained the status quo for years, are afraid to make changes, or they are intimidated by fresh faces that offer experience. People rarely like to entertain guests if they don't have their stuff together. So I recommend a coach or business professional who focuses on lasting results. Okay, people of purpose, if you have your Bibles or can open an app, let's go to the Word of God. I want you to hear what the Lord says and be able to make wise decisions based on His instruction. While you're doing that, I want to share a question I received from a Daily Purpose Bible study and devotional on a call to wisdom. If you are not following www.ourgivenpurpose.com, please sign up to get notifications. I encourage you to email me directly with questions or leave a comment. A lovely young lady asked if procrastination is a sin. The short answer, yes. But what do you think, person of purpose? Leave a comment below on this post or follow the social media thread. My answer is that anything that causes us to miss the mark of excellence is sinful. God blesses us with time and talent. If we regularly put things off until the last minute, we cannot put forth our best offering. We know that God opposes the proud, and I think that procrastination lends itself to becoming prideful. Let's look at James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin. James 4:17. This section of James's epistle is about boasting about tomorrow. If we do something at the last minute or recklessly put things together and it works out okay, we will be tempted to always perform at the last minute under pressure. To procrastinate means to fall behind, hinder, delay, or be late, which has spiritual implications. We've read parables about the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, the faithful servant in Luke 12, and the wedding feast in Matthew 22, all of which points to being prepared for the day of the Lord. I will leave these linked in the show notes, but hope you will visit www.ourgivenpurpose.com to study these passages using the Logos Bible app. The Bible also reminds us that we will work in areas that aren't always enjoyable. Hebrews 12:11 teaches, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Let's put some imagery behind this. We recognize a trained athlete. Their bodies and posture give it away. They are disciplined and make changes often to avoid hitting plateaus. How do you recognize good leadership within a family, business, or church? By the love and support they give one another, their growth of ideas, and the ability to provide beyond themselves. Great leaders can energize others to become wealthy in spiritual knowledge. That means they encourage order, communication, and action. They are willing to make the tough decisions within God's will to glorify Him in the process. He or she will not micromanage or become a dictator. We see this understanding from a military approach given to us in the Gospel of Luke when a Roman centurion requests Jesus to heal his servant. Leaders know the fundamental qualities a leader carries: the willingness to absorb information and allow a higher-ranking power to have his or her way is the trademark of quality. I will link the story of the Roman centurion in the show notes as well. Now, while I don't want to take it out of context, this is another powerful example of what it means to have faith in the Son of God. The Roman centurion was in charge of at least 100 men, and yet he humbled himself to the power of our Almighty Savior. He stayed in his lane. He trusted the spoken word of God to bring healing to his servant. If you are leading, recognize the power God has given His servants to support you. Be a motivation by raising up staff and giving job descriptions to ensure longevity within your ecosystem. When it comes time to promote or hire, you will know what you need. Define the parts so each person can stay in their lane. Okay, let's recap. Hurdles of procrastination, contentment, and poor leadership while staying in your lane. Step 1, hurdles. Identify what you want to avoid. If it's a conversation, project, or the laundry, ask yourself why, and would I glorify God by taking the time to get it done in a timely fashion, not waiting until the last minute? Yes, I mentioned laundry, because we can give thanks and praise for all things. Step 2, contentment is complacency. When we get comfortable with the usual, we aren't open to change. If we say or believe we are a work in progress, how will we advance if we stand in place mentally? That hamster wheel only works for one thing: losing pounds. Pounds can be translated into money, talent, and people. Number 3, attack the poor leadership. This takes me back to the story I shared at the beginning. The client didn't know what to do but recognized his struggle. By identifying and developing an area to cultivate relationships and let go of bitterness was a step into growth. His company hosts Taco Tuesday meetings at their newly formed outdoor area. They can engage with the community and have several new projects in development. The biggest change is he has hired a staff to execute the various areas of his nonprofit organization. Now, I know you have your Bible out, so here are 3 scriptures I use to motivate me to glorify God, to overcome complacency, and encourage good leadership no matter the circumstance. I will list these in the show notes as well. Motivation, Colossians 3:23. Paul addresses the attitude we are to have in the household. This includes the servants and workers. Paul wrote, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." That reminds me that my Heavenly Father sees what I'm doing. I should be enthusiastic because I have the opportunity to glorify Him through my work. Yes, others are watching and they know I am a Christ follower. So when I show up wanting to do things in an orderly fashion and with love, it is unto the Lord. Overcome complacency with the book of Revelation. Now, Revelation is a rich blend of apocalyptic literature, prophecy, and a letter all wrapped in one. But Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16 is a portion of the letter to the church at Laodicea. The imagery gives us more profound insight as we think about our personal relationship with God. It was believed that Laodicea didn't have a water system and had to pump water in from nearby cities, so the water was neither refreshingly cold or healing with heat. The water was lukewarm. So to overcome complacency, meditate on Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. I'm going to read the New Living Translation. I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. That's a motivation to get moving. At least it is for me. So how do I stay in my lane and lead? By using Paul's letter to the Philippians. In chapter 2, he encourages the Philippians to continue practicing love and humility among one another. Philippians 2:3 says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves." Counting others more significantly means we will respect their time, talents, and spiritual gifting to further the advancement of the kingdom. I hope you enjoyed From Procrastination to Progress, How to Combat Inertia on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. If you find value in this content, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This helps others find Our Given Purpose. And let your friends know you are here. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Our Given Purpose and at OGP_the podcast on Twitter. If you're looking for more ways to spend time with God within the fellowship of a community, join us on YouVersion and start the 1-year Bible reading plan with us. It's not too late. Turn one day into today. All the links are in the show notes. Our Patreon community continues to grow, and we are grateful to our supporters. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, please visit www.patreon.com/ourgivenpurpose to become a monthly donor or drop a gift in our tip jar. We are grateful to each of you, and thank you so much for sharing. Okay, we are here. It's the end. Let's go. The seeds are being sprinkled, y'all. Where are they falling? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets? Or will they find a home in good soil to flourish and produce a good work? What God has begun in you, He will complete. Have faith and be bold. Your thoughts are thinking, so make sure you see what they are saying. To God be the glory. May He be with you. Thank you for listening. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose, the podcast.